For anyone familiar with the noise tortures used in the north of Ireland in the 1970s, the idea of voluntarily subjecting yourself to white noise seems fairly unhinged. But in recent times, white noise has become a streaming phenomenon, with endless loops of hissy drones replacing muzak and lullabies to induce calm and good sleep. But according to music writer and software developer Chris Weingarten, most of the available material isn't created as art and ignores the music artists working in the area. So Weingarten teamed up with such artists as composer Owen Pallett, experimental pianist Kelly Moran, and nature recordist Chris Watson to create the app Fuzzle and corner the market for high-quality, artisanal white noise, as he explained to Culturefile from his workshop in LA.
I am Christopher Weingarten. I am a music writer and a software developer. I moved from Brooklyn in about 2018, and now I am in fabulous Culver City, California, the heart of Screenland. And I just launched my first iOS app, Fuzzle, which is a unique take on the concept of the white noise app.
To get people started, about white noise. Now, there's two sort of distinct things here. There's white noise, which is a sort of relative of lo-fi beats for studying and concentration, and there's white noise as a kind of engineer's phenomenon. Tell us what the difference between those and what those are.
White noise, in its pure scientific sense, is, you know, a concept of, you know, spectrum filling sound of, you know, a certain degree. And this app is not that. This app is the more colloquial use of white noise, of, you know, background sounds and, you know, long drones that people use to concentrate or to, you know, relax or work. However, you know, and the many reasons that people use sound as sort of a utilitarian part of their day. That's where I got familiar with the concept of white noise, you know, using an app to absolutely drown out all elements of the spectrum. You know, my experience with white noise apps is pretty much just to drown out someone who's snoring in the next room in a hotel. To take a sound that is arrhythmic and distracting and turn it into something constant and relaxing.
As well as kind of covering up the sort of deodorant effect, there is, it's supposed to be some other thing going on with your brain and broad spectrum sound.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have not done a whole lot of intense research on the scientific effects of white noise. I just know that people love it. I am not promoting this as a wellness app. You know, this is supposed to be something that is very value neutral. And I want people to bring to it what they bring to it.
The story of Fuzzle, which is great, because there really aren't enough words with three Z's together in them. The story of that, does that come from the kind of the political economy of white noise, which is that it became popular on the streaming services, but also sort of slightly denigrated? What's the sort of commercial history of white noise?
People are creating these white noise channels on YouTube and on Spotify and white noise podcasts. And they, you know, a lot of them are algorithmically generated, you know, sound for 12 hours, and they're eating up a lot of space. And Spotify was saying that these are taking up way too much space on our hard drives or our servers or whatever. We need to lose some of these things. The white noise was costing Spotify just an obscene amount of money. Beyond their success on YouTube, beyond ambient playlists getting a little more popular, it's just, you know, it seemed like there was a real demand for utilitarian sound, for sound made for a purpose. From what I gather, I think a lot of those sounds are very anonymous and they're very, you know, clinical. And I wanted to do something that has a little more intent behind it. Something that blurs the line between like discovering an artist on an ambient playlist and, you know, searching YouTube for 12 hours of, you know, hypnotic space noise. Like there should be something that bridges those gaps, because, you know, when you get right down to it, the sounds are not that dissimilar between the stuff that us nerds, you know, call music and the stuff that a lot of non-nerds call lo-fi sounds to study to.
Is it true that Spotify were putting white noise into a class of its own and paying less for it?
I just know that people were uploading podcasts full of, you know, hours and hours of white noise and, you know, taking advantage of this kind of system where you can upload hours of stuff. You know, I have friends who work at streaming services that tell me that stuff like, you know, Lullabies and Baby Shark and whatever is what's keeping the lights on.
The point being there that it kind of plays through the night, or it's non-stop. It's not just like my favorite Sabrina Carpenter
song. Yes. Or is so long that you'll sleep through it. And, you know, and every app on Fuzzle loops indefinitely. So, you know, they're pieces, but, you know, they're made to play and play and play and play for as long as you need them.
You call it artisanal white noise. That almost makes me feel restlessly uncomfortable. I think there's irony going on here. I can't sleep if there's irony going on.
You know, I would be lying if I said it wasn't a little tongue in cheek. Of course, it's supposed to be unserious, but it's also, I think, a succinct way of describing what it is. You know, it is white noise with intent, with purpose, with the mind of a gifted musician, with the gear of a acclaimed artist who makes music that you may or may not have heard of. Like, it is something different, something elevated, something more.
Chris Swinegarden there, and Fuzzle with, like he said, 3 Z's is available on the iPhone App Store with a version for Android in the works.